Next patient is Ernest, ErnestTuggar. Patient is seen for face-to-face evaluation today, which is 11-3-2025. Date of birth is 11-9-41. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. This 83-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain. He lives with his sister named Rose. Dawson, Dawson, period. Patient is confused, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, decreased appetite, sleeping 14, 16 hours a day now. Let's see. Patients, ultrasound today was at 94%. He had a 1 plus edema, blood pressure 110 over 68. MAC is at 26.5. PPS is at 40%. Patient's current FASD score is at 24 centimeter. Let's put 26. Just put 26 centimeter. There are different MACs available in the chart, but I believe it's the ability of the examiner to check them. But it's definitely showing a decrease. FASD score is 7A. Patient sleeping 14, 16 hours a day. He also has issues with shortness of breath with any type of activity. Patient also has a protein calorie malnutrition because of his weight loss period. Rose, his sister, is a primary caregiver, of course. Affirms that patient has been doing poorly with decreased mentation, decreased weight, and decreased cognition, period. Patient at times is oriented to person, and at times it's not even oriented to person at this time. Patient appears to be pain-free. He still tries to ambulate, which is a high risk of fall. And his sister understands, but she wants him to have some kind of mobility. So she hovers around him and holds him on both sides when she is walking. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.